The Gemara Daf Nun cites the Mishnah in Nazir that Nazir chofif mfasseis aval lo sorek, that a Nazir can wash his hand, his head, and his hair, but he can't comb it. And the Gemara has a discussion about whether this halacha applies to Shabbos also, and the halacha we pass in that Shabbos it's also usur. The reason the Nazir can't comb his hair is because it's usur for the Nazir, there's an isa giluach to cut his hair, and therefore if he combs it, he's certainly going to be tearing out hairs, and that's the equivalent of giluach. And similarly by Shabbos it's usur because he'll be tearing out hairs, and he'll be over the isa of kotzer on Shabbos. And Mekiva Eger has a discussion, it's a shaila which he sent to his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer, why is it mutter, therefore, to comb from one's payas? Because even taking it out without a razor is also, Mishmarim Kentau is also. So combing the payas should be the equivalent of combing your hair on Shabbos, and combing, another combing his hair. So, if you look in the Gemara in Nazir, as it relates to Nazir, it says, Nazir chofif al saro b'yadav v'chochich b'tzipanov aval lo yisrok b'masrek b'lo yochuf b'adamah m'nei shemaseres es haseya v'adai. V'im osa kein enu loike. So this is the Rambam in Perikei from Hilchas Nozer, Halacha Yudalit. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered. B'monoshuch, if Svika b'masrek with a comb is a maisa taglachas by Nozer, so he says it's osa, but there's no malchus. There should be malchus as well. So the Rav quoted that his father, Ramesha, said that the reason that a Nazir can be choifef is that this goes like Rav Shimon, who holds that Davashen and Miskavin is mutter. But nonetheless, when he's sorek, he's certainly meser the hair. So that even though, you know, so Rashi would seem to say that it's also because that it's a psikresha, and even though he doesn't mean to take out the hairs, but since it certainly will happen, even though that's not his kavanah, so it's a psikresha, and therefore it's also. And Rashi says that later on, the vade meisha seya umodu b'shimu b'psikresha v'lo yomus. And that seems to be also the pshat in the Rambam, because he says by Srika Vagam Mibnesha Mesumaseris es Haseya Vadai. However, so it seems because it's Psegratia. However, Toysus interprets differently, and Toysus says here in Daf Nun, the Tama Mishum del Hasoris Nimin Hamundul Dolis Miskavin. So according to Toysus, it means that, you know, there are hairs that are intertwined and knotted, and he wants to straighten them out and eliminate that knotting. So it's not necessarily that it's psikresha, but Toysis assumes that that's considered miskavin, because that's exactly what he wants to do. The Mivosh in a tshuva to explain the opinion of Rashi, because Rashi seems to say that it's a psikresha, and Toysis quotes from a Gemara that it's because it's miskavet, that's not a psikresha. That the Mivosh says that when you're combing to eliminate the knots in the hair, he's only, you know, he's combing when he knows there are knots that he has to and wants to straighten out the hair, and so that's obsequiatia. Because you know the nature of combing is to separate the hairs well, and therefore it's obsequiatia. So it seems that both according to Rashi and the Rambam, that when you're soirik, you're vaday, for sure gonna, you know, tear out hairs. It doesn't mean that each time when you comb your hair and you take your comb through the hair that it will automatically each time take out hair. But the nature of combing one's hair is that you do it several times, time after time, and over the combination of the different combing, so to speak, you will inevitably take out some hair. But in each individual stroke of the comb going through, you won't necessarily take out hair. But if you put them all together, you will for sure. So the question is if you look at the total actions of combing the hair, and that will inevitably take out hair. So that's a psych ratio if you integrate all the different combings of the hair. However, on each individual combing, it will not necessarily take out hair. So therefore, according to Rashi, and it seems to the Rambam like that also, that's Vadai, that they're talking about when you integrate all, they considered it obsequiatia, when you integrate all the different times you comb the hair, if you do it several times, so that will take it out, and that's still called obsequiatia. While Tosis doesn't consider that, he looks at every single individual action, each individual pa'ula of combing, and that is not obsequiatia. So, but Toysa says it's still a dover in his kavin, because you mean to take out the nemen and so on. I'm a dudolim. So now, in terms of understanding Rashi and the Rambam, we're saying that if you integrate all the different combings of the hand, that's still called the psikratia. But I mean, one could argue, as Tosus thinks, but if you look at each individual action, there is no psikratia. So it would seem that therefore, on each, according to the Rashi and the Rambam, and each time that you do this, there's not a maisa tiglachas biyadayim, because each time each individual time that you stroke your hair with the comb, go through the hair, there's not a certainty that you'll take out or pull out hair. So therefore, it's not a psikratia. However, if you do it many times, there is. So therefore. It's only a grummer be a dime when you do it many times, or on each time. So maybe this is, even though it's only a grummer, and therefore he's not over on the lav, but he is over on the assay of Kodeshiyah, Godel Pera Saroso. And the Rambam says that the reason, so therefore we can understand the Rambam says he's not loiker, because on each time, it's not necessarily a psikratia that he'll tear out of here. But in terms of the assay is even aide grama, that if you take out the hair, that's also a bitl of the assay of Kodeshiyah. And similarly by Shabbos, that there's not necessarily a maiseh b'yadayim, because each time, it's not certain that you'll take out hairs, and by Shabbos it's only the Maisa Melacha that's also, but Grumah is permitted. However, we hold that Gram Kibui, that's permitted, is only b'mokum seder, But otherwise, Gram Kibu is also Osir, even though there's not an Issa Midiraisa. So therefore, as relates to Shabbos, in terms of you might not be over on the Melocha of Shabbos, on the Lav, and similar to Nezivus, you're not over on the Lav, but still, in terms of the Asay of Shabbos and the Halach of Grama, the Asay of Kodesh Yir by Nazir, and the Halach that the Issa and Issa Grama, at least Midrabonim by Shabbos, is also. But as relates to Hakafis Harosh and Peyas Harosh, since it's only Grama, therefore that's not also, and therefore it's mutter to comb the payers.